Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. John chapter 20, verse 25. The disciples told Thomas, "We've seen the Lord," but he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." I suspect that we all have some sympathy for Thomas and are not inclined to blame him for his reluctance to believe that Jesus had risen from death. We know that there was often a competitive spirit amongst the disciples, and they were no doubt happy to brag that they had seen the Lord. I'm sure Thomas desperately wanted to believe that they were right, but he needed to be sure that that really was the case, and so he asks for the evidence. More than a week later, Thomas was given his opportunity. Jesus came to the disciples who, once again, were meeting behind locked doors. He invited Thomas to see the evidence and to put his hand into the wound in his side. John doesn't record whether Thomas took Jesus up on his offer or not. Thomas simply exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." He was absolutely convinced. Jesus observed that Thomas believed because he had seen and added, "Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." Clearly, we don't have the opportunity to check the evidence in the way that Thomas did. So what are we supposed to do with our doubts? Everyone has doubts. They're a normal part of life. I don't believe that God calls us to take a leap in the dark, which is what many people think that faith is all about. I believe that God calls us to take a leap in the light. He's given us a huge amount of evidence. He invites us to look at his amazing creation, to see the way in which he reveals himself in the Bible, to listen to the testimony of people who followed him over the past 2,000 years, and to learn from the experience of the Christians around us. Yes, God calls us to take a leap of faith, but it's a leap in the light. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you that you've given us so much evidence of yourself in creation, history, and in the Christians around us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.